Curtis Gunsmithin of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this absolutely magnificent Columbus Day, Monday, October 13th, 2025 edition. Got six text messages during the break. I sent out the flyer where Missy's offering this discount through this Friday, October the 17th, 5 o'clock p.m. All you got to do is call and be put into the system. You don't have to pay anything for the phone call. It's a free conversation, number one. Number two, you don't have to start the program. You don't have the money to start right now. That's fine. No problem. If it's something you really, 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 really want to do badly, Missy will work with you on a payment plan. If that's not something you really want to do, you'd rather pay for it in full. You can use a credit card, or when you have some money coming in here in the next perhaps 2, 3, 4 weeks, a month, something is coming in, maybe Social Security or whatever, you can work it out with Missy. She wants to take care of you. Honestly, I mean, she's got a business to run. She's got to pay her staff. She's got to pay her team. A lot of people work for her down at her office in Battle Creek, as well as shipping the hand cradle to you. If you don't have a laptop, she'll ship you that as well to use, trusting that you'll return everything back to her. Also, the scale, the supplements, the formula, the drops, everything that you're going to need, she will get to you. She will ship it directly to your house. She trusts our patriots. She knows that we're good people. We will do what we say, whatever we agree to with her. They want to help. It's that simple. So all you have to do is schedule a phone call. That's it. Once you schedule the phone call, you've locked in this 25% off, as well as stem cell patches for 30 days while you're on fat burn, and it will magnify the formula, the supplements, the things that you're doing. It will help you and your body process it even quicker. You'll actually get better results than I did. So again, text me, Missy. My phone will auto-reply back, 269-964-4044. I had the wrong phone number programmed in there. I had to change it this morning. I sent it back to a few people. And, for example, Patriot Pat, he's already scheduled his free phone conversation with Missy for tomorrow. Him and his wife are going to be talking with Missy, answering all the questions, explaining it to him. They're not overweight at all, but they need to get into fat burn in order to get the metabolism working again. The indication of fat burn shows the body that it's working. The cells are working. You're responding to the formula she provides and then the supplements. And when you get into fat burn for just even a week, you're going to see blood glucose sugar levels drop. You're going to feel better. You're going to sleep better. And it's amazing. The pounds just come off. No exercise. You got to stop your exercise regimen just for 20 days and basically lose the weight, get autophagy kicked in and getting the cells communicating again, working. Watch the blood sugar levels drop. Talk to your doctor about coming off your medications. She just wants you to be healthy naturally on your own and getting your body functioning properly. So greatly appreciate her extending the discount for us. Greatly appreciate that. And one of the stories I wanted to get to in Lansing, and this was kind of interesting, is this federal government shutdown. still ongoing in Washington. The Democrats demanding what they're demanding. The Republicans are saying, nope, sorry, we're not going to do that. Bottom line is, we aren't going to do it. So guess what? The shutdown continues. Well, what happened last time? Anderson Economic Group put out a report and found out that the last federal shutdown had very minimal effect on the economy. While federal level Democrats and Republicans are trying to play up the effects of this federal government shutdown as being, quote, dangerous, unquote, a new report came out by Anderson Economic Group found that the last significant federal government shutdown had very little impact on the economy. AG reviewed the 35-day federal government shutdown that took place back in December of 2018. They looked at travel. They looked at cargo. They looked at industrial production, vehicle sales, unemployment compared to before in 2017 and the year after the shutdown in 2019. Well, Anderson Economic Group CEO Patrick Anderson said, if this shutdown proves to be short and the federal government fulfills all of its obligations, we don't expect to see any significant losses in the economy, auto sales, employment, and even transportation of goods. The past episode suggests that even air passenger travel and air cargo is likely to continue largely. The analysis of the last shutdown, which lasted slightly more than just 1 month, saw no drop in domestic air flights, no decline in airplane cargo shipments, no problems with industrial productions, and even vehicle sales remained constant. Personal income was on the rise. In January of 2019, unemployment claims didn't move until the massive spike during the China virus pandemic shutdowns. These aggregate measures don't capture the disruption in the lives of employees expected to work without a paycheck or the businesses that are waiting for permits or inspections. Interesting perspective is that the full cost of travel uncertainties and delays were all absolutely reversed. They went on to say that the analysis they directed was made assuming the shutdown would be conducted in the very similar pattern in which it occurred in 2018. Bottom line, continue operation of all essential duties, such as Amtrak and even the Postal Service, went without a hiccup. If the course of the shutdown turns away from these past practices and extends beyond 1 month, then perhaps economic consequences could be more severe. However, Anderson went on to say that the plan is already on the table to extend funding of the government through November. All that has to happen is the Democrats need to come, five of them need to join the Republicans and get it back open. Anderson predicts this will probably happen here in the next few weeks as the media are going to have to be reporting the votes that are being taken both in the House and the Senate. House and Senate Republicans are bringing the votes forward every single legislative day. And again, the Democrats are the ones refusing to join the Republicans in making it happen. Republicans are doing a good job in explaining to the American people who's responsible for this. And as a result, public sentiments are starting to turn against the Democrats. So bottom line, Republicans are going to continue doing what they're doing. And this is absolutely going to come to a head probably within the next week or so. So that's, again, coming to us from Anderson Economic Group. It's CEO Patrick Anderson. Now, another little short story talking about ups and downs in the new natural resources budget. Department of Natural Resources, the DNR, presented the ups and downs of the nearly $543.2 million budget during their meeting in Houghton last Thursday. DNR Finance and Operations Division Chief Dan Lloyd said $7.8 million was cut from the department's budget, but also within internal changes allowed $12.2 million to be added back in. Along with other one-time sources, they actually ended up seeing a net increase of $8.6 million, which is represents roughly a 1.6% change increase. While the ink is still drying on the newly enacted budget bill that the governor signed on Tuesday, Lloyd said this year was a bit different because negotiating the budget first pointed to the DNR director, M. Scott Bowen, sitting down talking directly with the Office of Budget Director, Jen Flood. It's not normal for our director to sit down with the budget director. However, we made that request, in essence, trying to grease the wheels, knowing that a third entity would listen to all the proposals from our agency. He went on to say negotiations was happening also on a second level. The overreaching government budget process really happened at the principal level, directly between the governor and the Speaker of the House, Matt Hall. Having conversations between the governor and the speaker, along with the Senate Majority Leader at the end, finally brought the budget into action. Bottom line, DNR makes up less than 1% of the overall total budget. We're going to wrap this story up on the other side. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
There's a hard moon rising on the streets tonight. There's a reckless feeling in your heart as you head out tonight.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last segment of hour number two. Live camera action in Egypt showing Air Force One landed out at the airport. The beast pulled up. The president got in. And just now, just moments ago during the break, he arrived at the peace summit that they're holding in Egypt. 16 countries represented there. It's now President Trump inside the building after he pulled up, got out of the beast, started shaking hands with a few people, and then immediately went right into the building. Trump is expected to give a talk here in front of all these foreign countries. Leaders there from those countries, as well as having a conversation with them about a new beginning in the Middle East. Peace in the Middle East, prosperity for all are the main key points that Donald Trump's going to talk about. European countries are there, Canada is there, Great Britain is there. It's going to be a very interesting speech. As it's now, let's see, 5:52 p.m. in Egypt. Amazing. Watched him take off from Israel, and a short flight gets him over to Egypt. He's already landed and now has entered the building. So we'll keep monitoring this throughout the show today as we head into the last hour. Just to wrap up this DNR budget story, which represents, like they say, according to this story, less than 1% of the total budget. Certain programs were cut. For example, $4 million yearly for school grants. Well, what did the school grants pay for? Nature Awaits program. The program was meant to give free field trips to fourth grade students to get them interested in nature and acclimated to the outdoors. The program, as we know it, won't continue. However, the DNR was given a one-time funding grant of more than $2 million. Additionally, up here in northern Michigan, 12-county area hit by the March ice storm will also be getting help from the DNR budget. $2.2 million going for a reforestation, as well as one-time $2 million grant going to wildfire protection. Because of the fallen trees, they are going to continue working on removing the debris still on the ground in the, quote, deep woods, end quote. DNR spokesperson Lloyd said the danger for wildfires from that debris is great, especially in the red pine areas that need to be replanted. This will end up taking decades to perform, but we're on it. Also, other items that was included in the DNR budget, $4 million improvements for off-road vehicle trail improvements, $1.3 million for park repairs and improvements, Alberta Waterfront Community Conservation Project is getting a one-time award of $1.75 million, and more than $1.4 million that went to the DNR from the federal government to provide high-speed internet infrastructure funding. Shooting ranges will get more employees that are operated by the state, $481,300 increase. And also, the DNR will now be able to hire three new park supervisors at a cost of $355,000. You're telling me that you're paying a park supervisor $120,000 a year? You got to be kidding me. Unbelievable. Who negotiates these salaries? This is amazing. Well, additionally, DNR is going to be working on certain dams that are at high hazard risk in need of repair or removal, $1.45 million. Also, $2.8 million one-time funding for fish production. Fisheries that are going to be not funded will see a reduction in 19 full-time positions, but no other further cuts other than those jobs. The conservation officers, they're going to see $98,000 less from the general fund. And the wildlife division is getting cut $200,000. So that's basically the report on the DNR budget as we now see it and start going through it department by department. They'll have different stories brought up every couple of days. We'll report on those to see the actual nitty-gritty details of the 2026 fiscal year budget. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.